Sexuality. My name is Kat, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, CC Love. And this show combines both science and spiritually based information to help listeners, as yourself, ascend to higher levels of consciousness, achieve true transformation, and manifest your dream life. So we invite you to participate in exploring powerful and exciting thought-provoking topics with us, as well as learn advanced how-to spiritual practices and techniques to add to your own spiritual toolbox. So a sound healing with Mother Mary will be transmitted at the beginning of each show, and we end with sharing personal, divine, and metaphysical What the Bleep moments and an oracle card reading for the collective. Hi, my name is Kat again, and I am a writer, natural-born empath, angel intuitive, clairvoyant, having seen Mother Mary and angels at a very young age. And since then, metaphysical experiences and miracles are just part of my everyday life. I'm an energy healer. I use meditation and visualization to achieve higher states of consciousness and bring about higher optimal outcomes for myself and others. Along with a few conventional degrees in business and mental health, I am also a certified spiritual exploration coach, shamanic meditation, mindfulness, and holistic and wellness coach. Do you see?
Yes. Good evening, Kat. It is so wonderful to be back here again.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. It's been a little while, but it feels wonderful. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with that organization. I'm also a divine soul healer, a seer, an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a few more things. My journey, though, is different than most. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting upon me to get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen, and all of this brought me to where I am today. I've even attended schools of higher learning, and in my case, I went to heaven. I went there several times, and I've acquired knowledge that I've gained to help myself and then used to help others. It's been said, if you snooze, you lose. Well, that certainly was not true in my case. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and once in a while, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So, Kat, I think that's enough about me for now. Goodness.
It's more.
I don't want to scare anybody to keep them on the line. Okay, so with that being said, I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, you are listening, you know, to our show, which we thank you for joining us, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. We have other shows. We have Enter the Light. We have Angel Answers, our sister show, and there's a wonderful group of beautiful earth angels that, you know, are with that group. We have Enter the Light. And we also have the Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, they come on every now and then. They're not, you know, on weekly, but they do come on. And any one of the shows that you listen to are truly amazing, and you gain such wonderful knowledge. So with that being said, Kat, are you up for the Mother Mary sound healing?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, that was powerful. How are you feeling, Kat?
Yeah, that was very powerful. I mean, that sound healing, Mother Mary's sound healing, really went around the world. All of humanity,
yes.
I saw. Yeah, it was very powerful.
Yes, yeah.
You know.
Beautiful.
It,
wow.
Yeah. And, but it's always the same. It just seems like it just gets more powerful, quite honestly. I feel the more that
deal. Yes, that we connect with each other, you know, and help others through the sound healing. But it's our unified energy, the two of us together, you know, and it does get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, because I could see more her healing. And it just, what's going on in the world and, you know, with us and our loved ones, friends, and, you know, it's just literally it's a consistency of doing this that brings us, I feel like, to the state of, you know, just knowing this, that it's helping. It's helping because we get confirmations as well as other people. And there's
very powerful.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's one of the most powerful things that we have is prayer. It really is amazing.
Yeah. You're right. And this
Okay, are you ready now to go forward and do the Sacred Red Rose healing?
I am.
Okay. So Kat and I connected with her beautiful friend, who at the time was in hospice care, as we each slept, you know, in different places, and myself in a different state. The three of us astral traveled at 3 a.m. to heaven, and there we connected with Mother Mary. She walked with us on a magnificent beach where we saw beautiful white waves and amazing sand. And then at that point, Mother Mary walked into the water that began to cover her beautiful blue dress, but we noticed she wasn't getting wet. The three of us stood there in amazement, and then I channeled this beautiful sacred red rose healing as we walked along the beach. I realized at that time that this was the eternal beach of heaven, and it was the perfect atmosphere to release what no longer serves us. And my channeling was so synchronistic with Kat's beautiful channeled message to her friend that mentioned sacred gardens with beautiful flowers that nourish our hearts, minds, and souls. And at this point, Mother Mary gave each of us a sacred red rose, which she placed within our hearts. As I continue to read the channeling, you too will have an opportunity to have a sacred red rose placed within your heart by Mother Mary. All you have to do is say yes quietly. I want to explain that healing does not have to take a lot of time, and this channeling is a significant healing tool and is also very powerful. It addresses all issues, and it could be read for a family member to help them with their healing process or even gifted to a friend. Mother Mary is now standing with us. My beloveds, I have heard your prayers, and I know the suffering that you have endured. I ask that you trust in my divine healing abilities. We are going to release and let go of all that no longer serves us, including cellular memory, emotional wounds inflicted on you as a child, limitations, ancestral roots that need healing, pain that has traveled through family lines, and also forgiveness that is needed. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, slowly breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Now envision a beautiful sacred rose filled with unconditional love being placed within your heart by Mother Mary. As you breathe, imagine your breath going directly into your heart. And as you continue breathing, the sacred red rose begins to bloom. And as it does, it brings with it heavenly blessings. These blessings are filled with divine healing, trust, and courage, and will help you with whatever circumstances you are facing. You now take a moment and you place your intentions into this beautiful sacred rose. You feel a beautiful warmth upon your body as divine love and light fill every fiber of your being. This beautiful energy connects with every cell in your body, and it brings healing where it is needed. You feel Mother Mary holding you in her heavenly embrace as she continues to fill your entire being with this divine and loving energy, which also heals any situation that you are concerned about. This amazing healing will continue to take place on all levels, whether they are physical, emotional, spiritual, or even on a soul's level, until all healing is complete. You will feel Mother Mary's divine essence within your heart, knowing that you have unlimited divine resources that are within your sacred red rose, and they are available to you when needed. Mother Mary's divine healing has no limitations. It can go wherever love can go, and love heals all wounds and removes all obstacles. I love you, Mother Mary.
That's beautiful. That's a powerful, powerful.
I feel that, Kat, you know? I mean, I really do. I feel that, like, that is so, so powerful. It's really beautiful.
Your intentions go everywhere with you. So you can say this when
yes.
you're meeting. Whatever
and when something else comes
yeah.
up, if you have another, you know, if anything comes up and there's something that you're worried about, you, of course, can put that in with the intentions that are already within your red rose.
Right, right. It's beautiful.
Okay, so with that being said, I was guided to say a few prayers. Our Lady of Lourdes, prayer for healing. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, you know our wants, our troubles, and our sufferings. Look with mercy on us. By appearing in the Grotto of Lourdes, you were pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary where you dispense your favors and where many sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. We come, therefore, with unbounded confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, and grant our request. Now you have time as well to mention what you need right now. You could state your petition. Through gratitude for your favors, we will endeavor to imitate your virtues that we may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Very nice.
Okay. Thank you. I do have a couple more little, just a couple more little things. I was guided to write a couple lines of a couple prayers and put this together. Give us your wisdom and teach us how to pray for the world. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We pray that all nations will experience the light of Jesus and that God will continue to bless our world. Lord of the nations, we pray for our government. Bless our leaders to act with integrity, to judge with wisdom, and act with mercy. There are many challenges that are affecting people in so many ways, as well as suffering and injustice. Please help us to lift our eyes to God, Lord. You are refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Father God, we pray for peace and hope to abound. Help us turn to you as our source of strength and hope. Renew our world. In your name we pray, amen. Loving God, Lord of heaven and earth, this earth, our home, belongs to you. Give us grace to love it as you do. Give us courage to give ourselves as you do for the good of all people and all of your creation. Amen.
That was a powerful prayer, too, because of things that are going on right now. So,
yeah, well,
I
have another, like, one more left, too. It's with Saint Germain. You've mentioned Saint Germain, Kat. And mm-hmm. Here's what I got with Saint Germain. So He's coming forward now. O Saint Germain, look down from heaven and intercede for all the children of the world. Help them to sanctify their suffering. Obtain for them strength when they feel weary, hope when they feel discouraged, and joy when they are downhearted. To those who care for them, grant patient understanding and love that perseveres. Beloveds, I, Saint Germain, come before you at this time. I flood the earth with freedom's flames and ascension's fires. Whatever it takes, beloveds, I will be there to assist you for your victory. Whatever it takes, I tell you, be willing. Do not miss the opportunities to spread love upon every inch of this precious planet. I have given the world the gift of the violet flame. This flame frees our souls, creating a path of freedom and enlightenment upon the earth. Beloveds, please share your love and light with the world. Allow this divine energy to permeate your hearts, your souls, and your minds, guiding your every word and your every deed. Help those around you to remain steadfast and filled with the unwavering peace of Christ, which enables you to persevere through even the greatest trials. As Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus gives his peace in the midst of turmoil and heartache, as well as distress and trouble. Beloveds, believe with childlike faith in the presence and work of the Holy Trinity, with his angels and saints all around you in your daily lives. Beloveds, I am here to help you in aligning with the higher consciousness. I am affirmations can help you to connect with the power that lies within each of you. Here is just one example. I am the greatest divine presence, allowing its highest expression through my physical manifested form. Each of you are powerful, loving, spiritual beings. Follow your divine guidance and take action. Be ready to receive miracles beyond your wildest dreams. I am Saint Germain. Thank you.
I could feel
and with that being said, yes, I mean, you brought him in, Kat, and I'm the secretary. You had called him forward before I even connected, you know? So he said, Kat, you know.
I was handing
out. Well, he was talking with your energy, and I'm just the secretary, so.
I don't know about that, but I was.
You wrote it before I connected with them. You're the one that, you know, you helped to bring that forward.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kat, I have a little request for you. When we do the Mother Mary Red Rose Healing, we talk about, you know, your friend that connected with us. And since, mm-hmm. you know, that time she became my friend too, I was wondering if you could just speak a little bit about her.
Sure. So my friend, she had cancer years and years ago, and she's just a beautiful light, just beautiful, beautiful on the outside. Angelic on the outside, honestly, to look at her and on the inside. But she ended up with breast cancer years and years ago and, you know, went through the whole chemo and that whole nine yards and lost her hair, came back. And, you know, then she okay, you know, for a while and then it came back again. But you know, she was in and out of hospice like the last, you know, just couple years, and it was a matter of, like, you know, she had 1,000 lives, right? So we would pray for her, and she would have good days and not so good days, but the days that, like, towards the last year, I would say, right? She, like, I guess the last year, she was really in and out of hospice more times than I can count, only to come out again through these, you know, these prayers and, you know, a continuum of the Mother Mary sound healings and, you know, the prayers and the Mother Mary Sacred Rose and Saint Germain and other prayers that, you know, we add in there and energy healings and just this everything combined. I had told DC about when she had first gone into hospice, and I was in the parking lot, actually, of Costco when this happened. And he said, well, let's do a Mother Mary stone healing right now. And I said, well, okay, but I need to just, I will be like 5 minutes. I need one thing, right? So I came out, and there was a sign that said, I am, which is, I am the light, right? So that was God saying, here I am, let's go. So I get in the car, and, you know, I'm holding on to hugging her higher self at this point. And then we do the Mother Mary sound healing in the car. And as we're doing this, honest to God, it was, I'm crying my eyes out, but at the same time, as I'm hugging her, so I'm visualizing her, my arms are around her whole, and I can see glimpses of her, you know, just pieces of our life that we had together where she's smiling and she's laughing and she's, you know, she's just after troubling, and she's, it was just really just a beautiful thing, but it was just so overpowering for me to see this, although she truly was happy and she's talking to me, and again, she's just in that state, in and out of both worlds, right? But we're appealing to her higher self. Okay. So the man next to me just didn't even know what to do because I was just bawling my eyes out. And then we did it again, okay? And, all right, so at this point, I haven't seen her for, she was in bed. She was in bed for like 6 weeks. She hadn't gotten in a bed. So I go over there. And this is after these two healings. So I go over there. She not only gets up, she's with a walker. She not only gets up, it was a beautiful day. We walked outside. We were outside for like 5 hours. And she was very coherent. She was very alive and just very just talkative. It was, you know, like nothing ever happened to her. And so it even got to the point where it was cold. It started to get cold because the sun was going down, and I said, do you want to go inside? She said, no, I just want to stay out here, and, you know, and so we just, you know, I got her sweater, and we sat outside, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment, because as, you know, not only that, because I knew that something was happening, right, but once we got inside, she did say to me, confided in me, she said, Kathy, I don't know, somebody, she couldn't even really explain it, but she said she felt two hugs at two separate times. Somebody was hugging her. And those were the hugs that I gave her through DC and I together. And that was just truly an aha moment for me, where I thought, not that I didn't believe before, because I did, but that was just something that was just so incredible to know that she actually felt those hugs. And so that confirmed to me, I get it till today, it confirmed to me that Mother Mary was truly healing her at that time. I was just a conduit in D.C., you know, and I really, right, together. So it was just beautiful. And so through all of this, you know, we continue to pray for her, do all of these prayers and healings. And she was just, like I said, in and out of hospice. And just we went out to do a salt bath, and we would go out to eat. She went down the beach. I mean, she was going places, not just with me, but we had a whole tribe of people that were helping to take care of her. So that happened for months and months and months and months. And again, we're just thinking she's going to live longer than we are, you know? But then there was a new experimental chemo that Pepsi was approved for, and that just did not help her whatsoever. And so in the interim time, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what alternative, other alternative things, you know, we could do. But insurance wasn't paying for them. And it was just, you know, but the truth is, DC and I, we've talked about this a lot. There's two types of healing, right? There's the healing where, you know, you do get better and continue to get better, I should say, right, which was in her case. And then there's a miracle where you're instantaneously healed, which is, we have testimony of that too, from other people. But with my friend, and then there's a healing where it's this time, it's her time. And so in the end, that became her time. But before she passed, she had been coming to, she had been going to D.C. for how long? How long had she been coming to you?
Basically, since you began to mention her, as soon as you mentioned her, I immediately connected with her higher self.
And the songs came in. Remember you said you're hearing that song, I'm Leaving on a Jet Plane, and here,
yeah.
She was a stewardess. She was a stewardess before she passed. And there's just all kinds of synchronicities that came in, and she would come to you. You could hear her, but you never saw her. She was talking.
Yeah, I never met with her in the physical world. I've never met with her in the physical world, but I immediately connected with her energy and her higher self. And I too have like a couple things that I remembered, Kat, when you're finished. But I'm in awe of, you know, how you could be so connected with someone and you haven't met them in the physical world. You know,
it was amazing.
I
had a great theater with you.
I didn't have an opportunity even to speak with her, you know, when she was able to speak, you know.
Yeah.
It is truly, truly amazing.
So the night before she passed, she came to you and you actually saw her, correct?
Yeah. I have that in like my little piece that I wanted to just tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we... The day of, he could not speak, could hear still. And so I wrote DC in on the telephone and I just put, you know, the speakerphone on, and DC, and I prayed, and DC, you really did, like, you were praying so hard, and I was just, you know, we were praying for an hour and a half, and some of the prayers that you had said, I didn't even know, and I'm thinking, and as I'm watching, I see, you know, her R's white, and it was just like, it was such a beautiful, like, time, like, you know, as sad as, you know, it's to us, it's still, we know that the soul goes on, and she's not going anywhere, for real. Right. So, so I can say the rest after you. You want to give your piece?
Okay. Yeah. So I connected with Kat's friend, as I said before, via her higher self. And that was, in fact, after Kat said, you know, she has this amazing friend. She's battling cancer. And as Kat said, immediately I heard, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. So that was really something. That was like, you know, like that was a message of significance. And you even shared it with another mutual friend that the two of you had, and she too said, yes, she was an airline stewardess. So that was like one of the first messages of many that I received via your friend's higher self. And, of course, you know, one of the most significant, beautiful messages was and is with Mother Mary and our beautiful channeled healing, where the three of us, you know, connect at 3 a.m. and we, you know, we connected with Mother Mary. And your friend, you know, she was in hospice, but I say she still worked at night because she was always traveling to heaven, you know, and connecting with us as she slept. And she said today to me that she will continue to meet us in heaven as we sleep and as we share the divine healing energy during, you know, our channeled healing with Mother Mary. She too, her energy will be with the two of us. And she wants to help all who are in need of her healing. And her messages to me, they were ongoing, and it felt like especially throughout the summertime, her higher self would light the solar lights in front of my home as I walked past them. But it was really funny because the sun was still shining, and those lights don't go on until, you know, the sun goes down, but there they were. Mm-hmm. And I also saw beautiful fireworks when I looked up in the sky before it was the 4th of July. And this was a message from your friends, higher self once more, saying she wasn't afraid of the suffering that she was facing because she was surrounded by the love from the divine and all of her soul family. Mm-hmm. I was shown a beautiful dog that looked like my Ginger. And, of course, it wasn't my Ginger, but this beautiful dog greeted your friend as she entered heaven, and I later learned from you that she, too, had a dog named Ginger, in fact, in heaven. But 2 days before she did, you know, go home, she appeared in my kitchen. She looked so beautiful. She was dressed in white, and she was wearing a beautiful flowered necklace, smiling from ear to ear. And I heard her say, "Hi, DC." She was so beautiful, and she looked like the picture of perfect health. Her visit with me only lasted maybe minute or so, but at that moment I had an inner knowing that all was truly well with her. And on that day, I took multiple pictures of angels over my home in the sky. I didn't connect it at the time, but I now feel it was your friend saying she would always be our angel. And on that when, as you and I connected with her in her room at the hospital, as you said, we prayed for an hour and a half. And it was amazing because she was so highly sedated, but she was letting us know that she could, in fact, hear us. She tried moving her hand as well as opening her eyes. Mm-hmm. I felt that time, you know, in fact, would be healed. And she was. Mm-hmm. But it was healing that was meant for her. She did have that total healing in heaven. But months before she passed, I was shown a picture of a beautiful blonde-haired woman hugging Jesus in heaven. And I felt like that was her showing us that she was truly well and this is where she was going. And when she transitioned, I heard her giggle and say, "You can't get rid of me that easily." So I, too, shared a little giggle with her. And she asked that I take this. Kat, she asked that I take this time right now to thank everyone who was with her and assisted her during her time of sickness on earth. She thanked us both for assisting her in her last hours, but she especially wants to thank you, Kat, for the many hours that you spent with her, the prayers, the meditations, the homemade soup, the trip to the salt room, and then after that, being taken out to eat afterwards with salt and a big smile all over her face. And she also wanted to mention how Kat was so amazing. She spent endless hours, and to mention everything she did for her, and she diligently stayed by her side, wanting to be with her during her last hours on earth. And Kat, she's saying, "Kat, you were like chicken soup to my soul."
Aww.
And I myself, I woke several nights at 3 a.m., and immediately I thought of Holly and Kat. But the first night you told me that your friend, you didn't know if she was still breathing, and you hurried up and you put your hand on her chest and you put your ear, you know, next to her to see if she was breathing.
Yeah.
And she was. But then the second night again, you know, we have a 3 a.m. connection.
It's 3 a.m.
Because that is, in fact, when she was. But she's saying, "I can't thank you enough for being, you know, there for me to help me transition." Yeah. And she sent me, too, a special gift from heaven, and I didn't realize it at the time because I recently connected with my dad, and I felt that your beautiful friend, she orchestrated this amazing occurrence. And this happened for me probably like a week and a half ago or so. I was with a friend, and we were having coffee, and we were just sitting and talking. And then I looked behind me, and there was a booth behind me, and there was a man sitting in the booth, and he looked just like my dad, the way I remembered him. And my dad passed in 1999, and I thought, wow, you know, could that be my dad's twin? Of course, if he had a twin, he didn't. I tried not to stare, but I kept looking at him, and as I was looking at him, he was looking at me. So I knew at that moment this was a very special visitation with my dad.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, your friend is the one that orchestrated this amazing, amazing visit. You know, that was another little thank you from her, you know. So I wanted to say, you know, thank you to my dad for coming in and thank you to her. And today, as I was collecting my thoughts for a couple minutes and trying to write some things down, I actually heard a knock at the door. I went to the door, and there was no one there. This, of course, is a clear sign that our loved ones are with us. I then heard, there can be miracles if you believe. And Amazing Grace started to play in the background. And then I heard, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. I heard your beautiful friend say, I'm sending love from above, soul sisters. I then saw Mother Mary holding her in her heavenly embrace.
Wait, when did you see that? Today?
Today, yes. And
because
then what did I show you? Upstairs, I'm going into the laundry room, and I found a little red heart on the floor. It was a little, sort of like a little foiled heart, you know, and I don't have anything like that. And it was on the tile.
Well, it's just, no, that was beautiful. I know that was her when you showed that to me today before the show. But when you just said Amazing Grace, I sent her husband a song. It was Amazing Grace, but it was by he was definitely a rock and roller guy. He looked like he played rock and roll, just, you know, and his voice was just, it was both rock and opera, and the way he sang Amazing Grace, I sent it to him.
Yeah.
So usually it would be an Ave Maria song, which I did send him that too, but I did send him Amazing Grace. So for us to have this the synchronicity again.
My gosh,
right?
That is truly amazing. My goodness, yes.
Yeah.
That's just another, like I said, a little, you know, God wink, right? She's giving you the God wink, she's saying. To know that she's with us. I mean, truly, truly amazing. But here I am sitting, and I'm just, like, thinking of things, and all of a sudden there was a knock at the door. The dog barked, you know, and I went to the door, and there was absolutely no one even in sight.
Hey, hi, Holly.
So that...
Well,
yes, that was Hallie, and like I said, she left a little beautiful foil heart in our laundry room. Tiny little, you know, little foiled heart. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, too, that, you know, she communicates so well. So if anyone is ever doubting life after death, the soul remains, and our loved ones are still there. You know, the day that she passed, the next day, literally, you know, there's this tribe of girls, like I said, that, you know, helped her throughout all this time. And some of them believe in God. Some of them believe, you know, in the universal, you know, in, you know, law of attraction in the universe. Some didn't believe in God. Some didn't, like, you know, but we came to, it didn't even matter really, because we all came together of Holly. And so, but
that was truly amazing, but you know what, on the brighter side of things too, I have to tell you the funnier side of things. I saw her sitting with Joan Rivers and with I'm trying to think of her name, oh my God, what is her name with the blonde hair that always comes in with Joan Rivers? Betty White. She was sitting with Betty White drinking vodka with lemons and eating hot dogs.
That's right. I remember that.
And Joan is saying, you know what, I'll have some vodka and lemon, but you can eat the hot dogs. And Holly said, I'll have one, Betty. So she was eating hot dogs.
Holly
and
had said that. She had said she loved Betty White. I remember that day. She had said she loved Betty White. And then that message came through. But you didn't know that because I hadn't told you that yet.
I just saw her today. Like I said, Betty White said that's what, you know, kept her alive so long. I think it was all the preservatives in the hot dogs. Holly was there and laughing and saying, I'm having hot dogs with Betty White, and she's drinking, like, vodka with lemon. It was funny.
That was truly
amazing as well.
But I just, I
yeah,
I
she's
like
a very good communicator, and
yeah.
You know, she's here to help everybody. You know, she's here to help everybody, not just the, you know, the people that she knows. I mean, she's truly a bright light, and she always will be.
Yeah. But people, I feel like, just they do have to look at synchronicities, too, and not just blow it off as, like, this is just a coincidence. And I just want to run down just a couple of things that just happened, like, right after she passed. And, you know, because sometimes, you know, I don't know how it truly works, right? So sometimes you feel like they need to get acclimated first, or they have to, right? But right away, she was very communicative, and the next day, a friend that was in this tribe, you know, the first thing that came up after she passed was, you know, how Facebook puts together slides of pictures. It was all pictures of Holly throughout the years with
really her. That's amazing.
And then the last
and then the last
picture was us on her 40th birthday, which was amazing. And
what are
the
ago, yeah.
that actually happening? The first
yeah.
thing she sees is that, and then another girl
wow.
who woke up
that's
at 4:18 in the morning to just go to the bathroom. Well, 4:18 was her birthday, right? Was
yeah.
my friend
wow.
who passed her birthday. And so then another girl, well,
that's
you know.
Really amazing. Goodness.
Like, it was just, you know, and that just like, you know, like the song that, you know, we have a video of her just dancing on a table, because when she was well, she partied like a rock star in terms of just having fun. You know what I mean? Not like drinking overly. It was just like she wanted to have fun, you know, because I felt like in her heart she didn't really feel like she would have a very long life. So she just enjoyed life, you know, and she was dancing on this table, and that song came on. And my friend wrote into, you know, our group chat, I can't believe this just happened. And, you know, because that was her favorite song, and we had just been showing the video. So that was just like another thing. And there's just like
wow.
so many things. And
things. And the more that you're open to it, the more that you really connect with. That's the thing, as you said, you know, Kat, like you have to really be open to it.
Yeah, and these are
and,
just some
and we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's truly beautiful.
And I feel like this is what helped her to survive longer, too, is because, and this is why I believe she's an angel, like she said, well, like, to God for the good and the bad in life. And this is something that I always take with me. And it was a wisdom which she was, like, beyond grateful. Like, she wrote this, actually, you know. And she said
yeah.
that before she was still learning how to embrace her struggles, but she had so much, you know, to be thankful for. And she said she learned a long time ago that, you know, tomorrow's not promised, and to try to live accordingly. And life rarely gives us, you know, goes as planned. And it's not always easy or fair, but it is always wonderful, and it is always worth it. So I just wanted
yeah.
to end with that
oh.
because she actually wrote that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and then I heard the song right before we connected for the show. He knows my name. I'm famous in my father's eyes. And I just thought, Holly, I think everybody's going to know your name. I mean, she's just an amazing beautiful angel that's going to help all of us. But that's what I was hearing. You know, he knows my name. I'm famous in my father's eyes.
Wow.
So I was like, wow. I stepped back. Like, talk about, like, communication. So, so clear. And she hasn't been on the other side that long, and she's already so strong and powerful.
Well, she was strong and powerful here, even through all of those challenges that she had. And
definitely.
Very much a fighter. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it just shows when it is your time to go, it's God takes you home, right?
And that's what Mother Mary said. She's not going to go until she's ready, you know, and she didn't. I mean, you told me about, like, an incident where she jumped off the couch, and she was talking about changing her curtains. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
crazy
stuff. Yeah.
Really crazy. Yeah. And she did enjoy quite a number of days with you and had so many fun times.
Yeah.
It was
definitely a team effort.
Yeah.
So I think her and I had more of a spiritual connection in terms of, like, we would say, there was one other girl who did say the rosary with her, but she always wanted to say the rosary. And she would always ask me to pray for her. And so we would do those things more so, I think, you know, at certain times, you know.
And she had a beautiful relationship with Mother Mary as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and
which
she,
was
beautiful. She did angels and you know, so we talked about them, and I can't tell you how many crystals I gave her. And she loved cardinals, and there was this house had so many cardinals in the backyard. It was like an enchanted backyard in a sense where there's so many cardinals. So she was at this point in time, we had talked about even before this time. Like, what happens when one of us goes, like, what's our code word? How are we going to know it's each other in spirit? And so I forget what we had said at that point, but, you know, during the last few days, when she couldn't speak sentences, but I did say to her, what's our code word, Collie? You know, and she actually said, yellow butterfly. And so I really thought she would say cardinal, right? Because they were all over her house. And then that night, well, I'll say that for my, was a bleep moment, what happened that night.
Yeah.
But, that was a,
cardinal symbolizes the Holy Spirit, Kat. They say that the cardinal symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
I can't believe it.
And
cardinals all over her.
It's tied with
her backyard.
Christ, and the cardinal represents the eternal life-giving nature of Jesus. You know, so
they were all over.
I mean, it's a very positive message, you know, and the cardinals were just, you know, with her to help her to remain and stay in faith, and they are in fact beautiful spiritual messengers who bring in divine communication. I think that's absolutely beautiful.
I just thought
really beautiful
about that a mother. She was very old. She was like 96, and she had, you know, was passing, and her daughter said to her, "Mom, you know, would you give me a message? You know, when you are in heaven, to just let me know that you're okay. Like, will you send me a cardinal?" And her mom's like, "Well, I'll try, you know." She's like, I'll do my best, you know. So it wasn't too long after she passed, like, you know, a couple of weeks went by, and this cardinal bangs into the window, right? And so goes outside to pick it up, and it was perfectly fine. But this cardinal would not leave this woman's hands. And then the sister came out and was holding it as well. And it was just like they held it for so long, and they knew that the spirit her, the mother spirit was in this cardinal. And because it would just not leave, right, their hands. And it would fly up on their shoulder and just get back on their hands. And then it after a while, they're hugging it and holding it. They decided they were just going to let it go free. And that bird turned around and flew right back to them.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, so it was,
that's really beautiful.
Yeah. The spirit is always there with us. Yeah.
And the yellow butterfly, too, is a powerful spiritual messenger, you know? So that's amazing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everything is so significant, you know?
Yeah.
That's really, really
absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Do you want to go on to, did you want to go on to talk about our, what the fleet moment?
Go ahead. Well, everything that we've been through, I think my life right now is like one big what moment, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, my mom's in the hospital right now, and my phone is blowing up. So I feel
we're going to wrap up. We'll say goodnight to everyone, and we'll return hopefully next week. And thank you so much, Kat.
What the bleep moments, though. We can say what the bleep moments. And then I do have hard reading.
I just said, for me, everything that I've talked about is like one big what the bleep moment, including the knock at the door today, you know? I'm out of what the moment, because not seeing my dad since 1999 and, you know, having this visit with him and all the different things that I have mentioned, I mean, they're just like all what the bleep moments. So what are your what the bleep moments, Kat?
Well, just the one, I mean, there's been, as you know, there's just been, you know, 100 of them. But when she had said about the yellow butterfly, that night I had this dream of this huge, just this yellow butterfly, just was this magical, huge, huge butterfly that took up my whole peripheral vision in this dream.
Wow.
And it was just so beautiful. And then when that disappeared, there was just thousands of little tiny, you know, yellow butterflies all over the place, just all over, all over. And it was beautiful.
Amazing.
And it just reminded, just, you know, and then I remembered what she had said, and that was why I believe I had that dream. Like, she had come and said, yes, you're right, here I am, you know, and I'm all over the place.
That's beautiful.
So.
I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. And she's with us, you know, she'll be with us co-hosting, you know, from where she's at. I just felt her energy today. I know that, you know, our energy is going to be much more powerful.
Yeah. I actually saw her tonight before the healing.
Wow.
Saw her with us on that. Yeah, right beforehand. And Jesus, she's smiling and
beautiful, and she was all in white. Like, I saw her all in white, you know, with a beautiful necklace with flowers. Yeah.
So
that's truly interesting.
Yeah, so thank you, Holly, for all you did for us and continue to do. And thank you, DC, for everything that you continue to do and have done. And you're just an amazing, amazing soul sister. And I'm so happy to be on this journey with you.
Yeah, we have to thank Joan Rivers, too, right? Because she's the one that told you to call me.
Joan Rivers did. That is a true story. I swear to God. I was just standing there, and Joan Rivers, she's like, all right already. Can you just call her? Just call DC. Like, she was a little feisty, that one.
That is feisty
so
as when I first connected.
Ended up laughing. And that's when I
said, she has a heart of gold, and she knew we belonged together, you know?
Yeah,
crazy cat and divinely crazy. What a pair, right?
That's right. But she did have me laughing because she was just like, all right already. Just call DC. I'm just like, all right. Fine.
A match made in heaven. That's what she's saying. A match made in heaven.
Yeah, that
oh,
is.
Oh, goodness.
True. So I want to end the show just by pulling a card. And the card that I did pull is No More Complaining. And it has an angel on it with an angel with blonde hair and wings. And there's a little girl on the card as well, a little angel, little white bunny and flowers, beautiful. And it says, complaints are affirmations of victimhood, which is never true spiritually. So just take back your, I don't know who this card is for, but just take back your God-given power by affirming that you have an abundance of choices and freedom. With your increased confidence and assertiveness, watch these positive affirmations blossom into reality. So that's the, you know, that's the main message of the card.
I mean, that's beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Kat.
Yeah. So, but with that,
and thank you everyone that was listening tonight as well. We did have a few callers that called in and were listening. If you go to the Sacred Embers group, you're in it, you could leave us comments of, you know, show topics that you feel you'd like to hear more about. We'd be glad to look into them.
Absolutely.
And if you're not a member of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, please join and then we can connect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you, Kat.
Everyone, thank you, DC. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And God bless. And we'll connect next week. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye.